Einen wunderschönen guten Morgen. Mein Name ist Andi Fischer aus Berlin und ich möchte euch alle zu unserem heutigen Mental Glenn Telefonat willkommen heißen, präsentiert von Mentoring for Free. Es ist wieder eine Freude, in den Tag zu starten mit Napoleon Hill und allen, die hier zuhören, wann immer du das hier tust. Und ja, was machen wir? Wir lesen Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Wir sind wieder eine Runde rum im ersten Kapitel. Gedanken sind Dinge. Und das Vorwort ist auch nichts mehr zu missachten. Und es ist ein Satz, der mir entgegengesprungen ist im Vorwort, der es einfach nur sagt. Irgendwann, wenn Sie sich die nötige innere Bereitschaft erschlossen haben, wird es Ihnen wie Schuppen von den Augen fallen. Und dann steht das Geheimnis klar und unverhüllt vor Ihnen. Und das ist nicht ganz so einfach. Und deshalb machen wir es immer wieder und immer wieder und immer wieder. Und das ist die beste Art, sich mehr Potenzial zu erschließen, um letztlich die eigenen Träume zu erreichen und die eigenen Träume zu erfüllen. Ja, und deshalb mache ich das hier auch in deutscher Sprache. Wir sind angeschlossen an den englischsprachigen Mental Cleanse. Und ich habe gerade schon mal reingehört in die Session von heute Nacht, die ich gleich hier starten werde. Es verspricht einige Aha-Erlebnisse hervorzubringen, die bombastisch sind. Und ist wohl eine sehr persönliche Sache auch im Abendcall gewesen. 8 Uhr abends in Amerika, 2 Uhr nachts hier. Ich freue mich ganz besonders, dass Carlo da ist. Ich war nicht beim Abendcall mit dabei und bin gespannt, was für Gedanken du hier mir und uns mitgebracht hast, egal ob vom Call oder nicht. Ja, in diesem Sinne freue ich mich schon auf deine Gedanken. Wenn du welche hast, darf ich uns bitte hören.
Also, ich habe mir zwei Vorträge angehört. Das eine war der Vortrag von Russ Aker, wo er eine Zusammenfassung über das Buch gegeben hat, das über die 13 Gesetze zum Erfolg, also die 13 Kapitel, die jetzt mit dem Gedanken zusammenhängen.
Ja, machst du das bitte nicht?
Bitte?
Oh, ich habe meinen Sohn hier.
Okay, und dann habe ich mir den Vortrag von der Tula Rand angehört, wo es im Kern darum ging, dass Mentoring for Free eben ein Ort ist, wo man sich weiterbilden kann, wo man lernt, how to think and not what to think. Ich habe jetzt für heute einen kleinen Vortrag vorbereitet und der geht wie folgt. Die Überschrift zu dem heutigen Kapitel 1 aus Napoleon Hills Buch Denke nach und werde reich lautet Gedanken sind Taten bzw. Dinge. Hierzu habe ich zwei Gedanken. Worum handelt es sich bei diesem Buch? Und worum geht es in diesem Kapitel? Das ist der zweite Gedanke. Jetzt komme ich zum ersten Punkt. Worum handelt es sich bei diesem Buch? Ich glaube, dass wir mit einem Auftrag auf diese Welt gekommen sind, nämlich dem Auftrag der Selbstverwirklichung. Das vorliegende Buch gehört in die Kategorie Persönlichkeitsentwicklung, Entwicklung. Und ist geeignet, uns Wege und Methoden aufzuzeigen, um diesem Auftrag nachzukommen. Der Untertitel des Buches lautet Die 13 Gesetze des Erfolgs. Wenn man das Buch durchgearbeitet hat, so wie wir jede Woche ein Kapitel lesen und unsere Gedanken darüber machen und diese niederschreiben, wird man ein Verständnis für die 13 Gesetze des Erfolgs entwickeln. Hill allerdings schlägt vor, dass man das Buch mehrmals durcharbeiten sollte, um alle Facetten dieser 13 Gesetze zu verstehen. Wenn man das Buch nur als Lektüre lesen sollte und danach wieder auf dem Bücherregal verstaut, würde das so sein, als wenn man ein sättigendes Mahl zu sich genommen hat und danach niemals wieder essen würde. Da der Mäntelglanz fortlaufend ist, muss man nicht mit Kapitel 1 anfangen, man kann mit dem Kapitel beginnen, das in der Einladung bekannt gegeben wird. Um diese wöchentliche Einladung zu erhalten, zu der Veranstaltung zu erhalten, besuche www.30tageglanz.de und melde dich dort an. Jetzt komme ich zu dem zweiten Teil meiner Gedanken. Worum geht es in diesem Kapitel? Die Überschrift zu diesem Kapitel lautet in der deutschen Übersetzung: Gedanken sind Taten. Das entspricht nicht ganz dem englischen Text, der lautet übersetzt: Gedanken sind Dinge, gar machtvolle Dinge, wenn sie durchgemischt werden, mit eindeutigem Zweck, Beharrlichkeit und einem brennenden Verlangen zur Umwandlung in Reichtum oder andere materielle Absichten. Hill sagt, jede Leistung und jeder Erfolg wurzelt in einer Idee. Und ein Zitat von Clement Stone, der auch mit Hill zusammenarbeitete, lautet: Was sich der Geist vorstellen kann, das kann er auch verwirklichen. Das bedeutet, dass jedes Ding seinen Ursprung in einer Idee, in einem Gedanken hat, sei es nun ein physischer Artikel, ein Wasserglas, ein Haus, ein Auto etc., ein Theater- oder Musikstück oder auch eine besondere sportliche oder wirtschaftliche Leistung. Eine Idee alleine liefert allerdings noch kein Ergebnis. Weitere Bestandteile für die Verwirklichung sind ein eindeutiges Ziel, ein brennendes Verlangen, dieses Ziel zu erreichen, ein detaillierter Plan sowie die beharrliche Ausführung dieses Plans. Dann ist auch noch ein weiterer Bestandteil, dass die Zeit gekommen sein muss für diese Idee. Von Victor Hugo stammt das Zitat: Nichts ist mächtiger als eine Idee, deren Zeit gekommen ist. Es kann also sein, dass der Gedanke nicht sofort ausgeführt werden kann, weil eben die Zeit noch nicht reif ist. Daher ist ein unerschütterlicher Glaube an den Gedanken nötig. Heute feiert Nelson Mandela seinen 95. Geburtstag und gute Wünsche begleiten meine und unsere Gedanken. Er wird wohl nie diese Aufzeichnung hören, aber er wird die Schwingungsenergie unserer Gedanken spüren. Und dieses wird auch in einem weiteren Kapitel in Napoleon Hills Buch erläutert. Von Nelson Mandela stammt das Zitat: Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Zu Deutsch: Bildung ist die mächtigste Waffe, die man verwenden kann, um Veränderungen in der Welt zustande zu bringen. In der Gefangenschaft wurden auf seine Initiative hin eine Universität gegründet, wo jeder Gefangene an seiner Ausbildung arbeiten konnte. Er hatte also sagen können: Self-education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Das bringt mich wieder zurück zu meinem ersten Punkt. Mentoring for Free bietet die Gelegenheit zur Persönlichkeitsentwicklung auf freiwilliger Basis. Gedanken sind Dinge und das Mentoring for Free 30 Tage Mental Cleanse Programm ist der Ort, wo wir lernen können, wie man denkt und nicht, was man denkt. Dankeschön.
Wow. Carlo, danke. Self-Education. Selbstbildung. Wow, bin sprachlos. Super. Wow. Ja. Und du weißt, Bildung ist genau mein Thema.
Das ist auch mein Thema. Also ich habe auch alles das, was ich in meinem Leben was ich kann und die Fertigkeiten und Kenntnisse, die habe ich mir selber beigebracht. Und die Initiative ist von mir selber ausgegangen. Also das habe ich irgendwie im Laufe der Jahre, so ab 1975, da hatte ich schon den Hill gelesen, Positives Denken. Und seit der Zeit begleitet mich dieses Thema. Und ich glaube, das ist das Wichtigste, was wir unseren Kindern mitgeben können. Dass sie hier auf der Welt sind, um nur zu leben, sondern aus einem ganz bestimmten Grund. Und dass dieser Grund eben die Selbstverwirklichung ist. Und dazu muss man halt seine Persönlichkeit entwickeln. Und hierzu ist Mental Free ein idealer Ort, dem ich jedem nur anraten kann oder empfehlen kann.
Ja. Ja. Und wir können diesen Ort zu dem Ort machen, den wir lieben. Wir müssen nicht das machen, was andere Leute machen, einschließlich Michael DeLohi. Wir müssen uns zuerst mal selbst lieben und dann lieben wir auch den Ort, an dem wir sind und was wir tun. Und die Möglichkeit haben wir mit Mentoring for Free oder wie wir es auch immer nennen. Aber es wäre meines Erachtens geradezu nuts, geradezu Blödsinn, Mentoring for Free nicht zu nutzen. Denn es ist so ein wundervolles Netzwerk von Menschen, die jede Woche Programm machen. Und das sind nicht nur die offiziellen Mentoring for Free Calls, sondern das sind inzwischen, je mehr man die Leute kennenlernt, je mehr lernt man auch deren Aktivitäten kennen. Das sind eigene Telefonate, die nicht unter Mentoring for Free laufen. Und das ergibt alles ein wunderschönes Gesamtbild. Genau. Und der einzige Punkt ist genau der, warum Gedanken nämlich Dinge sind und Gedanken Taten sind. Und wenn man auf einen Blick sehen könnte, was die Mentoren von Mentoring for Free machen, dann wäre man so überwältigt, dass man überhaupt nicht weiß, wo denn anfangen. Und das ist ja gerade der Punkt. Das ist ja gerade der Punkt. Und deshalb ist der Study Day Mental Clan so entscheidend, weil es ein Punkt ist, an dem man anfangen kann. Und zwar jedes Mal neu, jede Woche neu. Es ist egal, wie du schon sagst, es ist egal, welche Woche ich dieses Buch anfange. Und doch scheint das erste Kapitel eine gewisse Anziehungskraft zu haben, weil wir sind so programmiert, Bücher von vorne bis hinten zu lesen. Aber es ist das Dümmste, was man machen kann, Anweisungen so aufzunehmen, wie sie einem präsentiert werden. Und dabei nicht auf sich selbst zu hören. Selbstbildung. Wow, und du hast mitgegeben gesagt, das Beste, was man den Kindern mitgeben kann, ja, und nicht nur mitgeben. Und wenn ich sage, Bildung ist mein Thema, dann meine ich damit, dass mir klar geworden ist, dass ich meinen Kindern, das wären jetzt mehr Ende September, kommt eine Schwester für Janis dazu, dass meine Kinder nicht selbst entscheiden können in ihrem Alter, dass sie sich selbst bilden wollen und dass es das Wichtigste ist im Leben. Und ich kann es ihnen nicht nur mitgeben, sondern ich kann es ihnen auch ermöglichen. Die Eltern sind die Ersten, die die Möglichkeit bekommen, es einem Menschen zu ermöglichen, dass er die Möglichkeit bekommt und behält, nicht mal bekommt, nein, bekommt, ja, bekommt auch. Da sind die Eltern wirklich die Ersten und Einzigen. Und die Eltern sind aber die Ersten, wenn auch nicht die Einzigen, die ermöglichen können, dass es so bleibt. Und dass es jemals, je nachdem, wo man lebt, mit ganz bestimmten Herausforderungen verbunden. In diesem Sinne ist es für mich ein wundervolles Thema, das unglaublich befreiend ist. Und daher auch meine Sprachlosigkeit, die inzwischen ruckzuck auch wieder vergangen ist. Wunderschön. Vielen, vielen Dank, Carlo.
Gerne. Ja, dann wünsche ich dir noch einen schönen Tag und allen Zuhörern einen schönen Tag und bis zum nächsten Donnerstag dann.
Gleichfalls, an die Tat. Bis dahin, eine Sache wollte ich noch anmerken.
Ja.
Du hast eine Webadresse genannt, in dem, was du vorgelesen hast, aus deinem Konzept.
Ja.
30tageclans.de, das ist keine von mir. Wenn du Lust hast, die anzumelden, ich habe sie nicht finden können oder vielleicht
auch einen Fehler. 30dayclans.de.
Genau, 30dayclans. 30dayclans.de ist die Adresse, die ich verwende, wo es zur Anmeldung geht und wo dann auch die wöchentlichen E-Mails, die ich rausschicke, rausgehen. Ja, du sagtest im Text, 30 Tage glänzt.de, so deutsche Sprache.
Nee, hab ich verkehrt gelesen dann.
Okay, nee. Kein Problem. Ich wollte nur den Gedanken an der Stelle auch wirklich loswerden, wenn du Bock darauf hast, da eine eigene Seite draus zu machen, wo du Leute einlädst. Dann,
nein, wir haben eine Seite, das reicht ja völlig aus.
Ja, ja.
Ich unterstütze dich gerne.
Okay, genau, gleichfalls. Gut.
Wünsche dir noch einen schönen Tag. Wunderbar,
schöne Woche.
Bis dann. Bye. Tschüss. Tschüss.
So, und ich schalte jetzt gleich rüber in die Nachtsession, in den Nachtcall von Mendel Klenz. Dauert einen kleinen Moment.
Ihr Anruf wird gehalten. Bitte warten Sie einen Moment. Please hold the line. Ihr Anruf wird gehalten. Bitte warten Sie einen Moment. Please hold the line.
My name is Roger Waterly. I'm from Ely, Manitoba, and I'd like to welcome all of you to our Mental Cleanse Call presented by Mentoring for Free. It is my honor and privilege to introduce you to the author of Success in 10 Steps, Pillar to Success, 5 Pillars for Success, Powerful Networking Secrets, and the 35 Biggest Mistakes Everyone in MLM is Making and How to Avoid Them. He is also a guest author in It's Time for Network Marketing by John Milton Fogg and Chicken Soup for the Network Marketer's Soul by Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. He has over 35 years in network marketing, with the last 25 with full-time income. He is the founder of Mentoring for Free, and he is my good friend and personal mentor from Brooksville, Florida, Mr. Michael DeLoy.
Roger, thank you so much for welcoming everybody on the call. We appreciate that. And guys, you know, we always value in exchange for your time. And I know of no other way for you to make more, you have to become more. The only way for you to grow, you got to grow into that amazing leader that you were intended to be. You know, you were not an accident. Maybe you finally found your calling and that's why you're here. Whatever that looks like for you, we're here to help you on that journey, on that journey. We're on chapter one in Think and Grow Rich. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. You know, there comes a time, you know, somebody will turn in a lesson and they'll ask, they want the truth, they want answers. Normally we don't do a call like this and share this on a live call that would be a private coaching session, but you know, Chris asked for help from everybody on the call, and I probably know the story best of anybody. And I wanted Ken Clem's lesson to go first before Chris's, but to set the stage for this, I'd like Bob Richardson from California to read his lesson first. There's a point I want to make in his before we go into these other two. This is definitely going to be a major aha moment for a lot of people on this call tonight. A lot of people are going to have a massive aha moment. Our co-host on the call is Walina Fowelling. Walina is from Canada, brilliant lady that came in through the system, is using the system, and has had brilliant insight into these lessons as well. So, Walina, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Michael. And how are you this evening?
Any better, I'll be triplets.
Great.
Okay, so guys, if you go to 30daymentalcleanse.info, 30daymentalcleanse.info is the forum. And I wanted to start out with Bob Richardson's lesson first, and then I'm going to have Ken Clem read his lesson, and then we're going to go to Chris's lesson. So let's start with Bob Richardson from California, sir. Bob?
Can you hear me okay?
Now I can.
Okay, here we go. Thoughts are things. This is chapter one in the book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. When these thoughts are mixed with definiteness of purpose, persistence, and a burning desire, they become reality. That little voice that used to talk to me does now have no room in my brain and therefore cannot survive in my subconscious any longer. for a long time, that voice was nothing short of destruction. Negative emotions fueled its energy. But by jumping all in to the 30-day mental cleanse and implementing the 13 steps to the very best of my ability, that little voice has a new life, and I have emptied the garbage out of my subconscious. I've learned that once you get to that point of being filled with positive thoughts and emotions, and life is great, sales are popping, the checks are coming in, doesn't mean you can't lose it. Guilty. There's something called neglect. I like to refer this to a garden. You could have the healthiest, most bountiful garden, but watch what happens when you don't maintain it. In a matter of a blink of an eye, weeds start taking over. The insects infect the plant. The ground dries up and the garden is in shambles. How much more important am I compared to a garden? But if I let my garden go, I probably will let other things go too. Jim Rohn calls this a simple error in judgment, and compounded over a period of time will take you out. So back to that constant positive self-talk, which doesn't leave room for negative self-talk, which, by the way, takes no effort at all. When I watched that video Michael put together on strength test, I tried it on a few people, and it scared the crap out of me. I knew then and there that's why I haven't made any sales of late. Well, let's put it this way, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was carrying around several of the negative emotions inside of me. Let me get a little more honest here. I was carrying all of the negative emotions inside of me, and it showed up at the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. I learned a valuable lesson. Thoughts are things, and powerful things at that. And thank God for the Mentoring for Free system. It literally has saved me from further self-destruction. I appreciate all of you, and look forward to a more productive lifestyle. Gratefully, Bob Richardson.
You know, Bob, back when you wrote that letter about the lady you had been dating broke up with you and you got a marriage announcement that she was marrying somebody else.
Yep.
Yep.
That was it.
That was it.
I had to get totally into forgiveness.
Yep.
And pray for her.
Yep. Yeah, see, because someone wasn't honest in that relationship, were they?
Mm-mm, nope.
Mm-hmm. Probably two someones weren't very honest in that relationship. Hmm?
That's correct. Absolutely true.
Yep, just like in our business. Wow. See, network marketing is a relationship business. Write that down, guys. If you don't like people, don't get in this industry. You have to love people. Write this down. Guys, write this down. I am what I think I am. So you just found out what you were thinking about you, didn't you?
Yep.
Amazing. Total forgiveness. Yep. Amazing. So, guys, write that down, please. I am what I think I am. Okay? Now, let's go over to Mr. Ken Clem with your powerful lesson.
Okay, sir. Brian Redding posed a challenge. Is there a key element that ties every chapter of this book together? Everyone will have their own personal idea, but I'll share mine with you. Chapter 1, Introduction, Thoughts or Things. Every idea, every intention begins with a thought. Thought energy is the first raw manifestation of reality. It becomes well-defined and crystallizes through repetition. Self-talk. Ken Clem, Florida, USA.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, just want you guys to just kind of hang with me here a minute. I'd like, now Chris is asking for help. He's truly digging down and he's asking for help. And I've seen Chris when he came in. I've seen his growth. I've seen the process that Chris has gone through. And Chris, I'm going to tell you as I see it. You're asking for the truth. I'm going to tell you as I see it, and I think you'll be in total agreement when we finish with this conversation. Normally, this would be a conversation I would have privately with somebody, but I just believe there's too many people this is going to benefit. So, Chris, could we get you to read your lesson plan?
Hey, Michael. Thanks. Yeah, I'm here, man. So, okay, Chapter 1, Thoughts or Things. Truly, thoughts are things. I have had quite the amazing week working with this Mentoring for Free Pro system. I have been doing my self-talks more than 300 times a day, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm getting ebook downloads. And I also have two people already who want to join me in my business as well. I am, however, battling something that I would really like your help on, and this includes anybody who reads this. I just recently broke up with my girlfriend of 3 years, and while I know this was something the universe did out of its wisdom and infinite knowledge, I have been quite down about the whole situation. I mean, when you spend 3 years with someone, it's very hard to let go and move on, because when you love someone, you do not want that to change course when you or the other person decides to depart from you. I know that when I began with you guys in Mentoring for Free that I was a very bitter person. And Michael mentioned on the Colors Call the other night, as Michael mentioned on the Colors Call Monday night, but he also mentioned how much progress I have made, and that I am gentle, soft, caring, and genuine about helping other people. I am so happy that you guys are seeing this change in me, and I am also seeing it in myself. The thing I'm after in this lesson is knowing why I wasn't good to her. Why did I say mean things and be nasty toward her? And my attitude also wasn't very good towards her either. After 2 years of us fighting almost every week, it finally ended. I guess I just feel like I could have done so much better, and I feel like I let myself down, and I let someone down who really cared and loved me. I know now, however, that if one cannot forgive me for my actions, that he or she is not a person that is ready to really understand me anyways. If you have any advice for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you to you all in Mentoring for Free. Chris Peters from Brandon, Manitoba.
Okay. Now, guys, I really followed Chris, and I've seen his progression just like I have with many people. And going way back, one of the very first times Chris ever got on one of the calls, it was a Saturday night Mastermind Coaches Corner call. He made probably one of the most hateful, vile comments about his father that any human could have made. And I told him, we don't talk that way on this call. That's not acceptable. So that told me a great, great, great deal about Chris. A great deal about Chris. See, when we're born, and this all starts when you're about 22 inches tall, 22 inches tall. And we're intuitive. We think things. And when we have parents that are domineering, that want us to go in a certain direction, beat you down, that self-esteem, you have none. You have none. So what it is you're looking for someone, something that's going to give you an identity. And usually when kids are young, when they're real young, they might get into, you know, smoking pot, they'll get into wearing dark clothes and this whole dark side, you know, it's intriguing to them. But as young children, they grow out of it just about as quickly as they got into it. But some kids get a massive reaction out of their parents. And because they don't believe in them, because they haven't stood up for them, they want to be rebellious. And I'm going to show you. So Chris went down that road. And if you were on the call that Chris mentions, Roger Beaujoli has seen a picture of Chris. And Roger said, wow, when I first saw Chris's picture, I was scared to even meet him. Whatever you want to call it, zombie or whatever you want to call it, he dresses that way. What that is that he could use that as his identity. So what does he search for in a relationship? Somebody just like him.
Absolutely.
So no self-image, no good self-image, no good self-image. So you meet this girl, and you guys connect at that level, that same low self-esteem level. You connect, and you treat her, well, you don't love yourself, so you treat her accordingly, and she responds positively to it. Now, all of a sudden, Chris says, I'm not happy with all of this. I want to change me. I want to change me. So Chris starts on the road of personal development. His girlfriend doesn't. All of a sudden, Chris realizes, oh, my Lord, how could I say I love this girl and say the hurtful, mean, nasty things to her that I've said, and now Chris can't forgive himself for being this vile, nasty person to her. She doesn't deserve it. But understanding, she's not on the same page as Chris. She liked that part of the relationship. I'm not going to say she liked it. It's what she expected. Yeah, that's a better word. She expected that because that's why she connected with Chris. Now, Chris is on the road of personal development. And all of a sudden he realizes, wait a minute. I don't have to wear chains around my neck. I don't have to wear all these clothes to be me. I'm me. I'm me. I don't have to dress like this to fit in with that crowd of people. I can be me. And she wasn't on the same road of personal development as Chris. And I got to tell you guys, I've seen it in marriages. If you have one person that grows as a person and understands thoughts are things, I am what I think I am. One person is on that road and the other person is not. In 6 weeks, they don't notice a difference. In 6 months, they can't hardly stand to be in the same room. In a year, they'll split up. And the one person looks at the other one and says, I don't even know what I ever saw in you. Because one has grown, one has not. One has grown, one has not. Now, isn't it amazing that Roger Beaujoli, a married man, retired, he's got children, he's got grandchildren, here's an adult that said, the Chris that I hear on the call now, I wouldn't mind meeting. I wouldn't be afraid to meet them. Now, see, guys, network marketing is a people business. We have to love people, fit in with people. We've got to blend with people. So that's what Chris is working on and growing. And maybe he's not going to get rid of the chains around his neck or all the different stuff today, because that's a process, because that isn't your identity, Chris. That's somebody else's identity.
It's part of it, because, I mean, it comes from, it's not because I'm angry or I'm trying to be different. It is part of my identity. I mean, metal, you know, that kind of music has always been there to get me through really dark times in my life, and it's definitely part of my personality.
I don't agree with that at all. That's your crutch. That's your crutch to get you to the next crutch, to get you to the next crash. That's your crutch. But the point, I don't want to get into all of this really right here, but I wanted to answer your question, what's the problem in the relationship? I'm telling you, I've seen this hundreds of times in my 35 years, Chris. There'll be one day, you won't be comfortable with the image that you have, because it's not you. It's not the person we heard call clients on the lead call the other night. That is not you. Not you. And you have you're struggling with how, because you've grown personally, how could I have talked to her, treated her this badly? How could I have done that if I say I love her?
Yeah.
So you've got to start with loving you first. You got to forgive it, man. You got to let it go. Okay?
Yeah.
Let it go. Stay on the road you're on or not. It's your choice. It may get too uncomfortable for you. It definitely got uncomfortable for her.
No, I no, it's not going to get uncomfortable.
Well, you'll just keep on the path is all I can say. Be here. Be here a year from now. Right from the heart, when you read a lesson plan on Chapter 2, right from the heart. Don't always tie it to the personal drama in your life. Don't do that. There's another person in this call that has done that consistently. I've asked them not to. I've begged them not to. I've talked to them and said, don't keep tying it to your personal life. And he's improved. But he hasn't gotten over the hump yet. But how long did it take to get that way? It takes a while, guys. Didn't happen overnight. So I don't want to beat this horse to death or anything, guys, and I don't want this to be a negative. I want this to be a very, very, very positive outcome for Chris. And all I'm going to say, Chris, is keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep doing it. You're going to be amazed at the guy that comes out the other end.
Yeah, I want to be.
You will be. You will be. Just don't quit. Don't give up. But now start writing lessons from the heart, not tying it to the personal trauma in your life, and you're going to see a massive, massive improvement in your personal growth.
Yeah.
And Chris, remember that we're all here for you.
Yeah, I know.
There it is right there. There are other people on this call that have gone through similar things. And here's what's amazing to me, guys. I've had many people tell me, well, what if I don't like the person on the other side? Not one time has one of those people, when they finish growing as that leader, did they ever say, I don't like that person. They fall in love with that person. They live a prosperous life. They impact lives. They do good things for people. They help people financially. It's amazing what we've seen happen in our career. Just amazing.
That's only because a real person comes out there.
Yeah. Yeah. You have your own identity, and all this other stuff, that is not you. That is not you. Not you.
Hi, this is Mike.
Go ahead, Robert.
Mike?
Who's that? Yeah.
Hey, I want to acknowledge Chris for sharing all that. I've been through that, and I don't know how old you are, but when I was a young guy, I was doing a lot of bad things, a lot of drugs, a lot of hanging out with the wrong people. And
yep.
Now I've been sober for 28 years, and I've been going through a situation with my son's mom that's very similar to this, where she's
yep.
just a big mirror of me. And
yep.
when I've been pulling out of this thing, she got bigger and bigger and kept trying to pull me back in.
Yep.
And there's a great book by Eckhart Tolle that's about the power of now, and he talks about that.
Yeah.
He talks about that when you get stuck being unconscious to the behavior that you're doing and become conscious to it and make an intent to change it, once you start to pull back, they're going to start to go up. The temptation will be there to go back to who you were. And the road to where you want to be current with yourself and really be in your real truth is walking another path so you can see what it's going to bring you. And the other person is going to keep going. It's going to be the temptation to go back. It's going to be all the old feelings. But eventually, through the action and through the intent and the consciousness of who you are, which we're doing here, the self-talk, you do make those changes. And that's been my experience of being on this mentoring for free. I'm putting that consciousness in my mind, and I'm going through some rocky times right now just trying to make the changes. But I keep coming back every day and listening to stuff, doing the self-talk, and doing the
mm-hmm.
listening. And I feel like a young kid again. I feel like I'm in my teen years, and Michael's my dad, and I'm learning from him. You know, through the consciousness.